Welcome to the Raise with Jesus podcast and your daily Lenten devotional for April 11th, 2019, looking at Romans chapter 6, verse 17. But thanks be to God, that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. Romans 6, verse 17. The child shyly peeks around the corner. Come out here, you know this lady. She's going to be your babysitter tonight. You'll have lots of fun, but remember, what time is bedtime? The child is entrusted to a caregiver, the helpless to the helper. God says a similar thing in today's verse. Though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. Wait a minute. This is not how we speak. We talk of entrusting a teaching to someone, not entrusting the person to the teaching. The student is given a list of passages to memorize. The teaching is entrusted to the student. The adult confirmand is given an assignment. The teaching is entrusted to the person. But God turns it upside down. God's word captivates our will, our desires, our emotions, our affections. His word permeates our whole being, just as much as the blood coursing through our veins. Even the prophet Jeremiah said that God's word is like a fire trapped in his bones. Wow! That is the way it must be. The scriptures guide and defend us because they are the living voice of God and the Spirit's sword. Through his word, God breathes life into our spiritual deadness. Through his word, God unites us to himself. Through his word, God waters and fertilizes and cultivates the seed of faith into a fruitful crop, ready for the harvest. You are entrusted to the teaching, not a mere babysitter, the helpless entrusted to the helper, but even more. You have been given a new life within the body of Christ, his church. You and I, dead branches, have been grafted to the vine. We pray. Lord, teach me your ways that I may walk in your truth. Encourage me with the simplicity of your word. Humble me with the richness of your word. Teach me to spend time with you, my life, in the pages of your word. Amen. God bless your day.